ask you about the clearance from the whole mouth. What, can you take us through like a sequence like that and then what that feels like when you do get there just in time to clear the ball?
Yeah, it's obviously a great feeling, first off, but kind of frustration led up to it a little bit. We kind of just scored the second goal, and our press right off the kickoff wasn't great and allowed them to play in behind us and kind of created a chance. I saw Patrick come off his line, and immediately I just kind of thought to cover the goal just in case. And once the ball went past him, just kind of, I guess, just tried to do whatever I could to keep from going the goal, and slid last second, cut it off, and then to get up and just ball came out again, just blast as far as I could, and then just kind of felt the crowd erupt, and then even guys on the field just were excited too. So I think it was a big turning point, honestly. If they score, make it 2-1, it changed a lot of how the game's managed going into halftime and then kind of coming out in the second half.
That was something that some of the players said after the game, was how obviously that could have been a huge momentum change, and that was kind of a reminder that, yeah, when something really good happens, you can't immediately have a dip and let the other team get back in. As you guys head into the stretch for the last 10 games of the season, like, where do you think you are as a team of maybe continuing to learn that, and how much does a play like that help, you know, reemphasize those points?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've had plays like this in numerous games throughout the year, and I think we've continued to learn from these moments when we have these little dips in our performances. And I hopefully, you know, we continue to get to the point where we don't really have these lapses in games, and allows us to play a full 90 minutes plus complete performance every game going forward. You know there'll probably be moments where there's a little dip, but it's kind of how you react to the situation. And I think we've kind of we've done well, especially recently in terms of adjusting and learning from the lapses that we've had. Mm-hmm.
Out of there. Which one feels better, keeping it off the line or then booting it the heck out of danger?
I would say booting it out of danger. I just kicked it as hard as I could and as far as I could, and just felt good. Yeah.
What's it like when you had Will Freed all season? You have him weeks leading up to the game in this case, and then you go on game day and he's not the one kind of directing things or whatnot. How does that change much? I mean, I know he's still part of the plan, but it seems like it would be different when all of a sudden there's a difference.
It doesn't change much. He gives us messages all throughout the week, weeks leading up to it, even before the game. We come in here and have our pre-match talk and everything. He's around us all the time, so kind of giving us a message, the game plan. And then kind of going to locker room before the game, it's a little weird. Not seeing him around, not hearing from him then. But having him in constant communication with the staff, and they all have the same mentality, same ideas. So it's just kind of new voices, but kind of the same ideas and same principles that we've been following through all season.
How do you feel like the rest of the staff did kind of collectively fill in
this? I think they did really well. I'm not surprised. I think the staff's been tremendous all year, and when we're missing Wilfred, to have the staff step up, it means a lot, and it shows the growth of the team we've had, not just player-wise, but even in the staff.
You have a game like this, big rivalry game, big win against Supporters Shield leaders. Now you play what was a big rivalry, maybe not as much in fans' minds anymore, against Toronto, a team that struggled.
Mm-hmm.
How do you kind of maintain that same level going into this game? That A, there's not the big build-up for, and B,
yeah, I think no matter what going forward, we have to have our minds on finding a way to make playoffs. And I think no matter where they're on the table, I think we have to be focused mentally for every game and play it as if we're playing a Cincinnati, a rivalry game. And we know they have good players. We know we're going to do the same diligence on every team. And just looking forward to the game and booting off the energy of the fans again and allowing us to continue to do what we do. I think there might be a little adjustment period again, yeah. There's been some moments in training where I go from center back to center mid, and it's kind of a little weird and have to adjust a little bit again. But kind of open to whatever the coaches need, I'll be ready to step in.
Nice to have that versatility now. Mm-hmm.
I didn't think it would be a possibility, but to have it now, it's really nice, yeah.